William Hill faces $20,000 fine for accepting wrong bets. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement has imposed a $20,000 fine on William Hill Sportsbook for accepting bets on matches that had already concluded between 2022 and 2023. The sportsbook processed $25,000 in bets on college basketball, hockey, and boxing, only to void the majority after detecting the error. Documents from the DGE reveal that William Hill took 42 in-person kiosk bets on 12 college basketball games after the outcomes were already determined, on February 23 and 24, 2022. However, it had already paid over $5,000 on 6 bets before discovering the mistake. Upon detection, the bookmaker voided the remainder of the bets and refunded initial customers' stakes. William Hill attributed the error to a technical issue with OpenBet, its sportsbook content supplier based in London. Similarly, on June 11, 2022, the sportsbook processed bets on the Chris Congo-Sebastian Formella boxing match, which it scheduled to begin at noon local time, but the bout had already ended by 11:55 a.m. The same mistake happened on April 15, 2023, when the bookie allowed its customers to wager on a Denzel Bentley-Kieran Smith fight after it had been concluded. William Hill operates retail sportsbooks within Caesars, Harrah's, and Tropicana casinos in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The three casinos are owned by Caesars Entertainment, who have yet to comment on the latest penalty. In related news, the DGE has also levied a $10,000 fine against Amelco for violating betting regulations, including permitting political wagers on PlayUp's sportsbook. The breach happened when a user placed a bet on Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg becoming the next U.S. president in March 2022. Amelco blamed Sportradar, its sportsbook provider, for incorrectly listing the U.S. presidential election as an approved wagering market. Although recent court rulings allowed political betting in the last November election, the specific wager was placed before the approval took effect.